I thought there for a minute, Troy, and then got my song. Number 716. Let's sing all three verses. Walking alone at even, viewing the skies afar, bidding the darkness come to welcome each silver star. I have a great delight in the wonderful scenes above. God in His power and might is showing His truth and love. Oh, for a home with God, a place in His courts to rest, sure and a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul, redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God above. Sitting alone at eve and dreaming the hours away, watching the shadows falling now at the close of day. God in His mercy comes with His word, He is drawing near, spreading His love and truth around me and everywhere. Oh, for a home with God, a place in His court to rest, sure and a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul, redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and sealed and live with my God above. Closing my eyes at eve and thinking of heaven's grace, longing to see my Lord, yes, meeting Him face to face, trusting Him as my all, wheresoever my footsteps roam, pleading with Him to guide me on to the Spirit's home. Oh, for a home with God, a place in His courts to rest, sure and a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul, once redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God above.
Is what it's supposed to be. I'm sorry. I must have given you the wrong number. Maybe we wrote it down wrong. 29 in our supplements is what we'll be seeing. There we go. Number 29. If you'd like to, as we sing this song, you can stand.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is Your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is Your name. Gee, my strength when
Beyond the sunset's radiant glow. Desire and I long to worship.
760.
Who will follow Jesus, standing for the right, holding up his banner in the thickest fight, listening for his orders, ready to obey? Who will follow Jesus, serving him today? Who will follow Jesus, who will make reply, I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus, who will make reply, I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus in life's busy ways, working for the Master, giving him the praise, earnest in his vineyard, honoring his law, faithful to his counsel, watchful for his cause? Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus in his work above, leading others to him, lifting prayers above, courage, faithful servant, in his word we see, on our side forever will the Savior be. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I.
Number 213.
He took my burdens all away, up to a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise his name. He is my King. A wonderful song he is to me. I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. And some of these days in that fair land, sing with a chorus grand. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise his name. He is my King. a wonderful song he is to me.
Softly, so softly. Softly, so softly, you come in the silence and gather each prayer in your hand. Gently, so gently,
we'll sing both verses first, then we'll sing the chorus last. All right, let's sing. When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my head
Sing all three verses, number 54 in the supplement book, Savior and Friend. All right, let us sing. Rest of the weary, joy of the sad, hope of the dreary, light of the glad, refuge from danger, strength to the end. Home of the stranger, Savior and Friend, wealth of the giving, heart of the kind, breath of the living, sight of the blind, path of the lowly, crown at the end, bread of the holy, Savior and Friend, song of the sighing, lamp of the led, prayer of the dying, life of the dead, be my endeavor unto the end. Love me forever, Savior and Friend.
Go ahead and turn your song books to number 50. That's going to be our invitation song, number 50. I believe Connor has it on the overhead as well. If you prefer to use that. Number 50. We're so glad that everyone's here this evening. We're glad that we've been able to be together, sing these songs of praise to our God, and we are thankful for the encouragement that we can gain from one another by being here together. The other day, Brother Tommy called me and asked me if I could do the invitation tonight. And the next day, just like many of you, I was doing my daily Bible reading. And James chapter 5 was one of the chapters that was on that day, and James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, it says this. It says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Verse 13 says, "Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms." Now tonight, as we've been together, singing together, I hope it's been a cheerful thing for us. I hope it's been encouraging for us to be here. I hope we've encouraged one another as we sang together. I hope that you were here earlier and got to witness the young boys get up and lead a song. That was certainly an encouraging thing to see them do that, each one of them going up and leading a song. We want to thank Stuart for helping with that. Seeing Cal lead a prayer. You know, those are encouraging things that we get to do together. Sometimes I think we take those things for granted. When Paul writes to the Romans, Romans chapter 1, he says this in verse 11 and 12. He says, "For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift of strength to you. That is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith both yours and mine. As we come together, we shouldn't take that for granted. We should be thankful that we can be together and encourage one another in all acts of worship. We go back to James chapter 5, verse 16 there. He says, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. You know, as we close this service and offer this invitation, we have that opportunity as well. When we have struggles in our life, when we have difficulties in our life, we have the ability to share that with one another so that we can gain strength from each other, so that we can gain encouragement from one another, so that we can have prayers offered on our behalf. Tonight, if you're here and you are not a Christian, you haven't been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and you wish to do that this evening, we would invite you to come. If you're here and you are a Christian, but you have sin in your life that you need to make correction of, if there's any way that we can assist you, we would invite you to come forward while the rest of us are standing.